We are learning Masechtas Moed Katan Daf Chavav Amud Beis, and we're starting 8 lines from the bottom. We learned in the Braisa different things, times you have to write Kriya, you have to rip your clothing, and you can't even sew them back. It said Ori Yehuda. Ori Yehuda, it said Al HaMikdash Var Yishlayim. Ori Yehuda Manalan. How do you have to write Kriya and someone sees the desolate ruins of the cities of Yehuda? The Chassid says in the Pasuk, Vayevoyu Anoshim Mishchem Mishiloi Mishayim Ram Shmainim Ish Begulchi Zakan Bekriya Begadim. They would scratch themselves from Avelis. It's an interesting pasuk, but the pasuk says over here, according to the Mefarshim, the Mashal speaks out that they were coming up to Yerushalayim because they thought that the Beis Hamikdash was still up, and they were bringing a mincha. And when they came near Yerushalayim, they saw the Churban of Ara Yehuda, they raised Kriya because they realized that everything was destroyed. And the Kriya Begadim, Zakt Mashal, happened when they reached the Ari Yehuda, they raised Kriya. So you see from here that you have to raise Kriya on Ari Yehuda. That's what you see from this pasuk. I'll read you a little bit the pasuk. It says, "The Hayyuk Shiyotzu Mebeisam." They left the house. Read the Mashal now. Lo Yoydim Mechurban Abayi. So with Derech on the way, Shomu VeKaru Bigdayim. They heard about it. They ripped the Bigdayim. Asheru BeDerech. They saw on the way Ari Yehuda Bechabanim. They saw the Ari Yehuda Bechabanim. So you see from here, you have to raise Kriya on Ari Yehuda. A very good question. And I don't know the Teretz. It could be it was not the right thing. And we had a similar thing before, the Chafam Beis with Chafam Beis and Chafam Aleph with Eoyv. It says over there, Vayakam Eoyv, Vayikras, Mi'iloy, Vayogos, Es Roishoy. And it says there, they ripped out his hair. I now rip out the hair. And they asked the Kasha there, it's a good Ara, but that part we're not learning out from here. And we're only learning out, Tosis even asked the Kasha, like that, maybe Milsi Aserta. And Mesgoidim Ksiv, he asked the Kasha, and he asked a little different than you. He asked that, just like we said, it can't be a raya from the Mesgoidim, we're saying, because that's not right. Maybe don't be a raya from the Kriya either. So Tosis asked that Kasha. Tosis says, Avaksas Kasha, the Eimim Milsi Yisereta Hava, like the verse of the four, the Megalchi Zokin, because here they were Megalchi Zokin, and that's number one, and the Kriya Begodim Mesgoidim Ksiv, Vahikra. Yeshloimet, Tosis answers, Le Shaykh Lameimar, Lenelef Klal, Afilu Kriya, well, he's saying you do learn at Kriya, and before it just meant that you can't learn Umut from there. Taisus talks about the question, but he doesn't talk about what I was also. These guys weren't tzaddikim, could be. They weren't the biggest tzaddikim. We're not sure if these people were biggest tzaddikim, but I could probably learn out from there the din in Kriya. Aram Chaba Amar Ula Bira, Amar Rav Elazar. Haroya Arud Bichavanam. What do you say? Oimer, this is brought down Shachanara. Oimer, Arei, say this pasuk. This is a pasuk in Yeshaya. The pasuk says, two psukim says, Arei, Kachacha Hayimidbar, Tsiyo Midbar Hayasa, Yerushalayim Shemama, Beit Kishenim Sevetainu. It's all one big, it's two psukim here. So we do like this. When you see the Arei Yehuda, you say, Arei. What? Arei, any destroyed city of Yehuda, not of Shimon, not of Yisachar, Dafka Ara Yehuda, and they have a special Kedusha, the Ara Yehuda, which means the cities around Yerushalayim are called Ara Yehuda. The cities around Yerushalayim are the cities of Yehuda. So it says, what do you say? Ara Kachacha Hoyu Midbar. Your cities, your holy cities, became desolate. The Korea, and then you make Rice Kriya. You reach Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim Echabana Oimer, Tzion Midbar Yasa, Yerushalayim Shemama, the Korea, and you do Rice Kriya. When you see Beis Mikdash Bechabana, Oimer, Beis Kachena Vesaratenu, Asher Helucha Avesenu, you say that Pasuk, and you write Kriya. Asher Helucha Avesenu, Hoya Lisrefas Eish, Vechomach Madenu, Hoya Lecharva, Vekre, and you write Kriya. These are the three things. Now, like we said, it's three different things. How does it happen? Zok the Gemara, like, what's the Seyda Hadvarim? So it said in the Braisa, Kareya Al Mikdash, Umoysifar Yerushalayim. You Kareya Al Mikdash, then you add when you see Yerushalayim Bechabana. V'raminu, freighting Marakasha, it says, Echad HaShemeya, V'echad HaRoya, sigh if you hear, and sigh if you see. Kivin Shagia L'tzoyfin, and we'll see this, so we'll speak out right now. What does it mean, Echad HaShemeya? This is a halacha, you know, this is a Bryce saying halacha l'maisa. Who hears about it now? It's already, Bishlam, lives down on Mikdash good, but Echad HaShemeya, about the Churban HaBayis, he rises Kriya. Who these days doesn't know about this yet? So the Rishash speaks about it. The Rishash says either nearly the Rosh Lamy could always be Esak Chorban. It's talking about the Chorban Taka. Oi, I feel actually a Tinik Shanishba Be'er Nachrim. Talking about a Tinik Shanishba. Some guy becomes a Val Tshuva from Kansas. They tell him, by the way, the Holy Temple was destroyed. He has the right Kriya. Echad Hashemeya v'Echad Haroya, Kiven Shagia L'Tzayfim, when he reaches Tzayfim, where he can see the Mokim HaMikdash, Kireya, he writes his Kriya. V'Kireya HaMikdash V'Yasmai, V'Yishlayim V'Yasmai. Each one gets a separate Kriya. When he sees each one, separate Kriya. So what do you see? In our Brisa, it says, you Kireya HaMikdash, and you just Moisif on Yishlayim. It's not a Kriya V'Yasmai. And here it says, the separate Kriya. And for the Gemara, Loi Kasha, Hoda Paga Mikdash Bereisha. If you see Mikdash Bereisha, Rashi says, could go into Nichas Yerushalayim, Shidu Teva Migdal. You went in a closed bus to Yerushalayim, through Yerushalayim, through Ari Yehuda, you reach the base of Mikdash, then the Makam Mikdash, then you do Makam Mikdash, you know, then you're Maisa for Yerushalayim. But Hoda Paga Yerushalayim Bereisha, if you reach Yerushalayim first, you have to do two separate Kriyas. So the minig is, Taka, when people go to the Kaisel, with a rising Kriya on the Makam HaMikdash then, so they try not to look in the taxi, don't look at the Ari Yehuda or the Yerushalayim, or the Chorban Yerushalayim, until you get to the Makam HaMikdash, and then you can rise Kriya there, and that Yaitza for everything. Zogti Gemara Vayit, Tanu Rabbanan, V'kulon Rishayim L'shayulam. Now we said, you're not allowed to sew back these rips. Again, in those days, clothing was a Yikar Metzias. A person had one set of clothing to his name, that's it, maybe two. So the clothing always, anytime they had a rip in a clothing, they sewed it back. So here it was a big thing. They couldn't sew the clothing anymore, they couldn't wear it anymore. But you're allowed to do a sloppy sewing up. That's the halacha. V'kulon Rishayim L'shayulam. You're allowed to sew it by making these stitches that are spread apart, v'lemoylon, or you fold it up and you sew it that way, v'loiktam, or you bunch it up and you sew it with a few threads, a few stitches, v'lasoizikminsalamis, or you sew in a way it looks like a ladder. It's like one level after another. It looks like a ladder. That's what it looks like. It's not, you're not sewing it well. Avaloy lachaisam, but you can't sew it well. Amar Rav Chista, what's called lachaisam? What's considered lachaisam? Uvechu lachsandri, the lachsandrian stitch, which just means it's sewed back so much, like the Taisa says on top, that you can't even tell that there was a rip here. Tana Rabbanan, hakareya metoich hasholol. If someone has a beged that he sewed it back up, But sloppily with a shawl, or metoich hamel, or it was sewed up by folding it over, metoich halekah, or you bunched over, metoich haslamos, or it was sewed like slamos. Lo yotza, that's not called a rising kriya. You rip in that spot, that's not called rising kriya. But metoich ichu yotza, but if it was sewed back well, then you yotza the kriya. Amar Chistov, ichu alexandri, when it's ichu alexandri, then it's considered a good kriya. Torah Rabbanan, Rishoy lahoifchay lamata v'la'achoysa. The Tanakhama says that a person who rips his clothing and does not really sew back, he's allowed to turn it over and then sew it back. Because it turns out that now the clothing is like a different shape. So what he can do is, he takes the shirt, the jacket, turns it over, and he redoes it, the top to fit in, and the bottom that had the rip, he can sew it back up. That's Tanakhama holds. Shem Velaza holds, no, you can never sew back up a kriya. Just like the one who writes Kriya and he wants to sell it, he can't sew it up and sell it. Even if someone buys it, he can't sew it either. Therefore, when a Meicha sells such an item with a rip in the thrift shop, so the guy will say, oh, I'll buy it, I'll sew it back up. No, you have to tell him this was a Kriya and you're not allowed to sew this back up. You're not allowed to sew it back up. And Tosfos declares, if you're allowed to sell it to a goy or not, because maybe it's Israel on the Lekech, only if it's a Yid, but if it's a guy, maybe it's Mutter. That's what he declares. And yeah, you see Taisvis, yeah. Zog to Gemara. Tanu, and now, this din also is Dafka of Shimra Lozo, even for the Tanakama. Tanakama hold that Rishoy LaHoifcha Lamato, so is this din that you can't sell it, is that Tali and Zavazaz? So Taisvis says the same thing Tanakama. Tanakam without a ficha, without turning it over, I can't sell it to Lekech either. Other Rishonim argue, Ramban holds maybe it's the afkal fear of Shimra Lazo holds that Asala Chayusai forever, you can't sell it to Lekech either. But according to Tanakam, it's like if you turn it over, you can sell it to someone else also, and that would help. That's Machlokes Tosfos and the Ramban. Tanu Rabbanan, Tchilas Kriya Tefach. The first Kriya, like we learned before from Adrasha, from David Abel, from Yachzik, the first Kriya someone makes on a Beged is a Tefach. And v'tesefes shalosh. In a case where he is rising kriya with a tesefes, which means he's moisiv a kriya acha kriya, going that he has another avel, another avelus. So that's shalosh etzbayis. You only have to do three etzbayis. The first kriya is three esbayis, but Tosefos calls for the seventh extra. Tosefos says doesn't know where it comes from because we had a drasha before of tefach. Doesn't know where three tefachim come from. What's the halacha? That's the tefach. So if it comes to the Tosefos, you could do just a mashu. Taina malchir esu emer tchilas kriya tefach, but Tosefos calls you. We talk learned that in a brisa that first brisa that. That's the halacha, that it's the tchilas kriya is a tefach, and tesefes is kolshu. That's the halacha, that's tesefes is kolshu. And tesefes, we're saying is, means when it's extra avelos, we'll talk about it a little bit more in the Gemara as we move along, but that's extra. Like we passed in Shulchan Aruch Taka, shir kriya tefach, mkara al meis, vavala hoisiv, vaisa kriya al meis achar, you want to be moisiv. So Gemara says, you know, we'll see if it's exactly when what's the halachas of Tosefos, but the first kriya is tefach and Tosefos kolshu. So let's see where's the gay of the Tosefos. Tana Rabbanan, Omru loy meis av evikara. Someone was told that his father was nifter and he writes kriya meis benoy v'hoisif. Then someone told him that his son died and he was moisif. Tachdoin misacha. Loch is that if someone writes kriya on his father and mother, you never let a soul back. Masha inkein for al shar krayvim, you do soul back. So here you have one rip. The first tefach is for the father, and the rest is for the son. So the tachtoy mesacha, the second kriya you could soul back. Elyon mesacha. What about the opposite case? Meis b'nei v'kara, meis ovav v'hoisif. Elyon mesacha, tachtoy mesacha. Again, because for the father and mother you can't soul back. For shar krayvim you could. Meis aviv, meis imoy, meis achiv, meis achoisai. If you found out about all four of them at one time, the aviv, the imoy, the achiv, the achoisai, korea kera achal kulam. You write kriya once for everyone. That's the lucky right for everyone. So Rebbe Meseira is going to argue a little bit on this. Rebbe Meseira, Aimer, al kulon kera achad. Everything gets one kriya. Al aviv, the imoy, kera achad. They get their own separate kriya. Why? And the Mepharshim explain like this, that you can't, if you start off with the kriya of v'imay, then you write a little more a tesefes for the shar krevim. It won't look like a tesefes. It'll just look like it's you're trying to do more for the of v'imay, because that's the main thing. So what they do first is you have to have two separate kriyas, and therefore it won't look like it's continuing of the Aviv Iman. Al kulam karecha, Aviv Iman karecha, v'she'en v'sif al karecha Aviv Iman. My time, Amrach Mitzvah, v'she'en apit tesefes. It can't be a tesefes. Now, let's just get this clear. Is he arguing also on the Reisha or not? In the Reisha, it says that, it says, Meis Aviv, v'kara, and the Meis B'noi v'hoisif. So there it says, you can be Moisif. So is he arguing that or not? So the Rashi in Kisiyad says, "Va'kula polig, Rabbi Yehuda, the Ktani meis aviv v'kara meis bnei v'hoisif." V'as Rabbi Yehuda lemeimar, no, karal aviv meis bnei ain't a moisif. V'kara abanoi kara a separate. You have to do a separate thing. You can't do. But the Ramban learns that dafka. He only is arguing over here when it's a vas achas. But if it's after shiva, you could be moisif again. The shah is like this. You have one rip, and then he finds out different time, meis benoy. So it's said in the Reisha, you just be moisif on the kriya. What does Rabbi Yehuda hold about that? Rabbi Yehuda argues that if you hear a shmua ra of all four at one time, it needs two separate kriyas. Talikam holds one kriya, he holds two separate kriyas. The Reisha said that if you hear two separate times, you can be moisif on that kriya. Does Rabbi Yehuda argue on that or not? So that's machlokes. Rashi Gisviyad says Rabbi Yehuda argues on that. The Ramban says he does not argue on that. So to my And here it's not the makel. He's been machmer. Two separate kriyas is saying. And for the Gemara, no, don't be a right. Avelus l'chud, but kriya l'chud. Kriya is not avelus. Avelus go like the makel. Kriya is a different halacha, and that we don't have to go like the makel. Ad heicha in Korea. If you're ripping, you're being moisif on a rip. So how far could you go? How far could you go in the same rip? You start like sewing around your neck, and you could keep on ripping, being moisif, until the navel. Until the heart. It says a lashon there, that about people doing tshuva, says the more important is yilavavchem, not yibgadim. Bakpanim, it's a remez that you don't rip past the heart. Higilu to burei, what do? And you have to make another kriya chasham. In those days, again, they only had one shirt, so that shirt, that was it. They all their life, they lost the 10 kriyvim, they were using the same shirt. So higilu to burei, what do? Marcus shalosh tzbayis, you go to the side three tzbayis kriya, you rip. Nismalim afanav, the whole front of a shirt ripped ready. Machzil acharei, put it into the back. And you start now again in the front. If the whole top level, until the heart was ripped, you turn over the baguette. And now you start again from the top. But making a rice and a kriya on the bottom of the baguette, when it's done from the side, not yet to kriya that way. Kriya has to be around the chest area. It can't be milmato from the stardom. Elosh kohen gadol, who makes a chalukim, he doesn't have regular avelis, he's par milmata. By him, he rips in the bottom because he doesn't show regular avelis. So, the Moravai, the Pligabar of Masna of Ma'ukva, the Tavavash made Avu Dishmu of Levi. They both set up Shem Avu Dishmu, one of them was Shem Avu Dishmu, one of them was from Levi. So, Rav Masna and Ma'ukva both had a memra, one was from Avu Dishmu, one was from Levi. Chad Oma, Kol Shiva Kerea, La'acha Shiva Moisif. That means, we'll really speak at the Pasha Pesha, it's like this. Kol Shiva, you Kerea, La'acha Shiva, if you have another mace, Chas v'shal, you have to do a new Kriya, you can't be Moisif. You have a fourth example, mace of the mace of the night. He says, if it's middle Shiva, you have to do a Kriya in a different spot, you can't be Moisif. After Shiva, where you could be Shoylel, where you could sew back temporarily, so there you could be Moisif on the Kriya. That's called Shiva Kareya Lacha Shiva Moisif. V'chad Amar says, no, called Shloishim Kareya Lacha Shloishim Moisif. Because according to the other man, the Yomar, you have to have Icho in order to have Kriya to be Moisif. It has to be sewed back. So called Shloishim Kareya, you have to make a new Kriya. Lacha Shloishim, where you already sewed that place up, then you can be Moisif. So one man holds, you could take a Shailil area and be Moisif on it. The other man holds, not Dafko for you, Ma'achet, you sewed it back up, you can be Moisif. Maskalo Rav Zeram. Manda Amma Kol Shiva Kareya. Amai, what's Pshat? Manda Amma holds that the whole day, all days of Shiva, that you have to be Kareya somewhere else and you cannot continue this Kriya. Why not? Amai. Dlenitun Shaila, because in middle Shiva, you now sew it back. Ella Hodam Amar, Isha Shalosa La Altar, it says that a Isha, a woman who writes Kriya, is right away allowed to sew it back up sloppily because it's a Gnai for her to be uncovered. So Hachinami, there also you can't be Moisif. Why not? Because there you have Shaul in the Shiva already. And the Gemara, Hashem Shum Kvayt Isha. Who? And the answer is like this. Really, a Isha also is not allowed to be Shaul. You're allowed to be Shaul if it's a Gnai. So you can't get the benefits of Shaul to allow you to be Moisif in that Kriya because of a Zaytik reason that it's covered Isha, you sew it back. And therefore, you have to make a new Kriya even by Isha. Mandom Kol Shloishim Kareya, a similar question. Mandom Kol Shloishim Kareya, Amai, Lenit Lachoysa, because the whole Shloishim you can't sew back, therefore you have to make a new Kriya because you can't be Moisif in it because it wasn't sewed back yet. Ella Ova Imoid, Lenit Lachoysa, Lach is, by Ova Imoid, you never let us sew it back. Loilam. Hachinami, there also, you always have to write a new Kriya, you can't be Moisif. And the Gemara, Hosom Shem Kvod Av Imahu. Again, there the only reason why now sew back is because of Kavod Av Imahu. But Etzem, there's no, the Etzem there is a din, you let us sew back. So there, it's like the opposite of Svara, but there, you could be based in that Kriya because this thing, Be Etzem, should be sold back. The only reason not being sold back is Kavod Av Imahu, so you're allowed to be based on that Kriya. Torah Abanon, Hayotze Vebege Karuaf Mea Meis. If someone goes in front of a mace with a beggar that was already karua from a different mace. It was already karua. And he didn't write kriya for the mace. Hareza goizos a maceim. He's stealing from the maceim this kriya that you do. So the covered a mace to do a kriya for a mace. So the guy who lost a karav, he walks in with a ripped clothing. It looks like he ripped it for the mace. It's not true. So first of all, he goizel the mace in the covered a mace. Vesachayim, he's also taken away from the chayim because there it's called the gnevas das. Of Shimon Gamil Oimer, a similar idea of Geneva. Shimon Gamil Oimer, Oimer lechaver Ashulene Chalukach, Ve'ilech Avakes Abe. He says, you know, I need a shirt, I don't have a shirt. Can I borrow a shirt? And Chas Shalom, his father is very sick. Shuchayla. And the guy who lends him knows there's a chance he might have to write Skriya. Ve'holoch Amotshmeis, and he got there and he sees he died. Kairai, he rips it. Uma'achai, and right away he let us sew it back. Ukshabala base machzeh chalukah, he gives him back the shirt. He gives him how much he paid fit, how much is worth less now because it was sold back. From loy idea, but he didn't tell him he's going for that reason. He's loy yigabai, he can't rip it at all. But even if he told him he's going levaka chayla, well, you're allowed to rip it, you still have to sew it back right away because he only gave him rishus to rice kriya. But to leave it like that, that didn't give him rishus already, and therefore he has to sew it back. And he still has to pay him because it's worth less because it's now a sewed back clothing. You have to pay him for the difference even though he has rishus, because the halach is that even if you have rishus to do something, you still have to pay for the damages. But like upon him, if he didn't have rishus, he didn't tell him he's going to levaka chayla, harei ze lo yigabai. We'll stop over here, Mitzvah. We'll have to continue on the next year.